time to talk about Until the Sky Falls Down on Me, which is the latest exhibition from artist Kieran Butler. In their own imagining of Australian Mauritian familial histories, Kieran creates pieces that aim to seek closure with their ancestral history in a time where the world is in ruins. This work is about self-awareness, survival, and preservation of a history that has had little time for conservation and conversation. Joining us in the studio today is Kieran themselves to explain these kind of interesting ideas in a little bit more detail. Good morning.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on air this morning.
No problem. It's my pleasure. So central to this exhibition is this idea of unrequited longing and kind of this desire to get closer to your own ancestral history, homelands and family. Where did this longing come from and when did you recognize that in your life?
That's a really difficult question to answer, I suppose.
Sorry, I should have gotten you warmed up.
No, that's okay. I suppose I've never really, I can't really pinpoint a specific moment when I kind of had this yearning or desire to get to know my maternal history a lot more deeply. I think it kind of grew out of, finishing art school, having a practice that was all about photography and abstraction and kind of color and not really touching anything to do with identity politics. And then over the past 5 years or so, just kind of having that time to yourself to undertake a process of self-learning and kind of self-improvement, I suppose. And then this is where my practice has ended up now. So Mauritian culture has been a part of my family ever since I grew up. I mean, I was the kid who went to school that brought curry for lunch and all my friends like, ew, what's that?
Steaks.
But that said, I mean, I did grow up in the country. So it was different. And I guess kind of the exposure to that kind of culture that I had wasn't, now reflecting on it, wasn't enough for me, and I want more of that, and I want to learn more about that side of my family because I think it's really important to understand where you as a person are coming from and what your context is and how that has an impact on how you exist in the world and how you move through space and how you take up space and all of those kinds of things too, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And in kind of undergoing this new process in your practice, what have you done to bridge those connections and develop your learning?
I started making performance work.
Cool.
That was one. I started making textile work as well. I started cooking more Mauritian food at home. I'm trying to learn French a little bit more because that's the language my family speaks, and then with the hope of learning it in enough time that I can maybe speak to my grandparents and pick up a bit of Mauritian Creole, which my grandpère knows how to speak, but my grandmère doesn't know how to speak, so and he's 80. Oh, he's gonna not like that I don't know how old he is, but he's like 80 something and, you know, getting on in life, so it's like a short time frame to kind of learn that without actually traveling to Mauritius to kind of experience the culture there as well.
Yeah, so thinking about the exhibition, another kind of central theme, as well as this kind of longing and unrequited desire to get to know your ancestral history, is this idea of self-awareness. And I just am interested to know how that kind of implicates in the work and what role that plays.
So the work that I'm actually creating is a sort of photographic textile installation to make it really complicated.
Yeah. Logistically, it sounds terrifying.
It'll primarily be two big textile works and a mural on the wall, but the textile works are digitally printed photographs onto the textiles that I am then sewing into usable pieces like curtains and tablecloths. And so the curtains itself, all the imagery I created for it was sourced from the internet, but then also sourced from some photos that my grandfather gave me. And so in those images, I am posing in similar ways to my grandpère. And so he in Mauritius was a bodybuilder, and kind of that level of self-awareness as a bodybuilder in terms of your presentation and performance of gender and just being really self-aware of your body, which is something that I find quite central to queer theory and queer culture. A lot of the LGBTQI community does tend to have like a hyper sense of self-awareness of your body and how it exists and moves through space and how you perceive yourself. So in those images, I am trying to pose in the same way that my grandpère did, but I've recreated it in my style. So in the image itself, I've created like a set of Mauritius, of grandpère, which is like sort of one of the main ports and beaches. And then I'm just posing in the same way that he does to perform his gender in the old photos as well.
Yeah, so also in this exhibition, there's a dialogue kind of created between queerness and colonization and love, which you've touched on there. I'm just interested to know how that kind of, you know, manifests or what kind of new dialogue comes out of those interwoven conversations.
I think with this particular work, it's a starting point for exploring all of those things. So I would say that I'm maybe not super clear on it. I haven't done a whole lot of academic research for this exhibition because I wanted it to be more about me piecing together the history that I have with the material that I have currently. And thinking about it in that sense of storytelling through my family. But the way that those kind of things interconnect, I suppose, Mauritius is basically a nation that's founded on colonization, and everything to do with it is colonized, really, from when English and French people first arrived there and the way they started recording their histories. And it's really hard to find anything pre-colonization from that place. But I suppose the relationship there is more about the fact that my family migrated to Australia during the 70s. And yeah, I don't know. It's something that I'm still trying to figure out and explore. And I don't know. It's really hopeful, I guess. Really exciting. Mauritius is still a very conservative country. For example, as a queer person, you can still be jailed for having a queer relationship in public.
Okay.
Yes. It's a bit intense. And I guess as well, looking at queerness and colonization, Mauritius is like, it's a Creole culture because it's made up of so many different cultures from around the world, and every little piece of it comes from somewhere else, but it forms to make its own unique thing. And I guess Creole in my mind is something that is quite queer too. So that's something that does fascinate me as well. And I guess I'm doing that with the images and the work that I'm making. I'm taking all of these bits and pieces from all of the source material that I have from my grandfather, from the internet, from my own imagination, and from the verbal stories that I share with my grandparents and things like that. So yeah.
So obviously family comes up again and again in talking about Until the Sky Falls Down on Me. Have you been in conversation with your family during the making of this work? And I'm interested to know kind of what kind of conversations you shared.
I will be very honest and say that I haven't really had too many conversations with my family about this exhibition, other than I spoke to my grandpère about using the images that he had, because I've always been fascinated by those growing up. I think it's hard for me to have these conversations with my family because my grandparents come from a different country, different time, different place. The language is so different for them. They're very open-minded and they make an effort to understand, but I think that the work itself might be a bit confronting for them. And it's not that I don't want to have these conversations with them. I guess it does come back to that idea of self-preservation as well. And for me at the moment, I guess making my work is about me going through that process of understanding on my own first. I'm very much the kind of person that will take time alone to digest something, and then I will talk to someone else about it when I am certain about my thoughts and where they are. So making the work for me at the moment is very much about moving through that and working through it. And then I will definitely have more conversations about the exhibition once the work has been installed and I can see it and I can show it to my grandparents and be like, oh, look what I made. It's about you, kind of, essentially. Yeah.
And I guess also you mentioned to me off air earlier that this is indicative of a shift in your practice. So it must be hard to even identify what's happening and then tell people until it's happened.
Yeah, absolutely. Because as you said, there's like a lot of components to talk about with this work, and that shift in my practice, like, I think that's the reason why this exhibition has a lot of different themes in it that I want to talk about, because there's so much that I'm longing to understand that I don't know about, or like things that might not exist for much longer.
Thanks so much for shedding so much light on so many different topics. It was great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
No problem. So I've just been speaking with Kieran Butler.